Welcome to the UW Sustainability Podcast, In Our Nature. I'm Damon Eklund, Communications Manager for UW Sustainability, and I'm here today with UW Sustainability Director Lisa DeLude. Lisa started her role at the University of Washington in May of 2022 after 12 years as the Energy and Sustainability Manager at Snohomish County. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Damon.
To start today, can you just kind of give an overview of our Office of UW Sustainability, what it is, and a little bit about what your role entails on campus?
Sure. So our office really serves a bunch of different purposes, but I think the first thing that we're really striving to do is serve as this central hub and connector across the university, across our organization, for research, academics, and learning, for operations, so how we run our facilities, our buildings, and then also for how do we reach out into the greater community since we have such great community connections around sustainability. So that's one thing, serving as that like hub and connector. And then we're also, you know, some of our major tasks are tracking metrics around sustainability. So greenhouse gas emissions, of course, which is, you know, directly related to energy and the energy that we use to keep our facilities running, waste, water, and those are all incorporated into our sustainability action plan. So we have a sustainability action plan that was completed a few years ago. We're actually going to be updating that plan. That's meant to be our roadmap and our plan of how do we get where we want to be, which is the leads me to the third piece that I think our office is really responsible for. We're trying to work across the organization to set our goals and our standards and that bigger vision for where we want to be in 50 years, you know, and then in 30 years, and how do we get there using our action plan.
So you've been at the university now for about 6 months, and I'm going to talk a little bit coming up on kind of what you've seen so far and, you know, where we're thinking of going. But I also wanted to get a sense of what your background is. How did you get into sustainability? What has been your path so far to leading up to this role at University of Washington?
Yeah, well, so I think a lot of, I've always been interested in sort of environmental issues, but I think one of the examples I give when I've had that question in the past is I grew up or spent 4 or 5 years of my childhood on Kwajalein, which is this tiny island in the Marshall Islands, so middle of nowhere. The international date line is there, and they put it there because, you know, generally it affects the least amount of people. So Kwajalein's, you know, a couple miles long by like a mile wide, and it's, I remember snorkeling as a really young kid and snorkeling with my parents and seeing tons of garbage in the water and diapers, and that contrasted with all the cool fish and coral I was seeing in this great experience. I was like, this, you know, why is this happening? As a little kid, and that stuck with me. And then I have always just really enjoyed being outdoors, being active in nature. And when I went to college, went to school in Maine, majored in environmental studies, and did a study abroad in Africa and sort of looked at sustainable development in marine parks, and then have slowly sort of merged into bigger topics. So sustainability and climate change, and studied urban planning here at UW in the graduate program, and then went into planning, but also sustainability work from there in private consulting, and then worked at First Snohomish County Government, as you noted in the introduction, for about 12 years.
And so coming from Snohomish County, what kind of interests you about coming to the university?
Well, I really was excited about this opportunity because I think higher ed has a huge potential to really make an impact when it comes to sustainability. So we're educating current and future leaders that are going to go out there and start changing this massive global problem. And then we have the opportunity to do pretty incredible things with the campus in particular. And UW, as probably many of you know, has a huge steam plant that heats the entire campus. And it's this massive, incredible piece of district energy infrastructure. And so that, amongst other things, that was one of the big attractors. But I really feel like higher ed in general and University of Washington is already a leader, but has a lot more potential to lead by example and make some big commitments around sustainability, around greenhouse gas emissions reductions. And we're taking the steps, early steps right now, to do that with the steam plant.
As we've said, you've been here a few months and had a chance to kind of get the lay of the land a little bit and get a sense of what's happening at the university. I know there's still stuff that you're pulling in and people to meet, but when you look around at the University of Washington and the various sustainability efforts, what are some things that excite you about the opportunities?
Well, I think decarbonizing the steam plant is the first thing, because that's our biggest source of emissions as an organization, roughly 93% of our reportable emissions. So that's a huge opportunity to make a big impact. I think when we looked at the EPA's GHG equivalent calculator, our emissions from the steam plant are about 200, the equivalent emissions from 200,000 cars driving around every year. So just to give you a rough, you know, idea of the scale of pollution. So I think that's one. I think the another thing is working with students, the ability to sort of bring together students and faculty and staff around this issue, around living lab opportunities, expanding or finding new research opportunities to really move the needle, whether that's clean tech or whether that's even just basic education around energy and sustainability, is pretty exciting. And we're also doing some really cool things. So our office has the Campus Sustainability Fund, which funds student-led projects to really make an impact across the campus. We're sort of revising and looking at how to have more impact with the Campus Sustainability Fund program model. So that's exciting. But I think, you know, when you look around at all the different research groups and what UW is already doing, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, there's so many student groups, so many activist groups, so many fascinating projects. All of it excites me, and we just the potential for us to amplify and leverage that even more is why I came to UW.
I've been at UW Sustainability for a few years now, and when you're talking about that, it reminds me, like, when people ask me what I like about this office, one of the things that I always talk about is, unlike a lot of places at the university, sustainability is not something that's just happening in one area, or it's one college or one operational unit. When you look around, it's happening almost everywhere in a lot of places that you wouldn't think. And so working in this office, one of the things that's really nice about being here is that you get a chance to really connect with all sides of the university. People may or may not know that UW Sustainability is part of facilities. So we work really closely with operational units, as you said, but also we get to work with the academic, you know, the research centers, the faculty that are working on really cool, innovative solutions. We work with all the student groups. I think that's one of the things that, to get back to your earlier point about being that central hub for campus, the fact that we're able to connect with all those areas and kind of help make other connections and help tie people into what's happening, I think is really exciting. And I know that you've been talking about different planning and looking at things. I know that that's something that's, I think there's a lot of room even to deepen those connections and opportunities to sort of bring more of those collaborative opportunities on campus. I also wanted to circle back really briefly to the steam plant, because I think not everybody necessarily knows, when we talk about the steam plant, what that is even. It often gets referred to as the power plant. You may know there's a green smokestack kind of on East Campus towards the IMA that is a little bit hidden. So some people notice it and don't really think about what that is, or some people may see that and think it's a power plant and think it's generating electricity to campus. Can you give just a really brief overview of what the steam plant does and why there's so much opportunity to look at trying to get that off fossil fuels and what that means for the campus?
Yeah, sure. And this is, I'm glad you brought that up. This is a central focus for our office and for facilities as well. And really a big, something that faculty and students are really wanting to see happen too. So the steam plant, essentially we burn gas or natural gas. You know, it has two terminologies, I guess, mean the same thing, to make steam. And then that steam runs through this network, like a big spider web of tunnels, underground tunnels that stretch all across campus, all the way to South Campus and the Medical Center, to all of the different buildings here at the Central Seattle campus. I mentioned before, when you're combusting and burning natural gas, there are greenhouse gas emissions, which leads to global warming and climate change. So we want to be doing this anyway. Decarbonizing the steam plant is a key step that's in our current sustainability action plan, but we're also required to do it. So there's relatively new state legislation, the Climate Commitment Act, that requires large emitters of greenhouse gas emissions to either reduce your total emissions to get under their allowable threshold, or buy allowances. sort of a fine, if you will, if you're over the allowance. And that's current state legislation. And then we also have city legislation that's coming in the next few years. They're in rulemaking right now, but also we'll have emissions reduction requirements and fines. So we're doing it because we recognize that this is aligns with the university's values. This is what our community wants to see. And then we also we're seeing a sort of kick in the pants from the city and the state, which from a sustainability perspective is great.
and I just want to let if anybody's interested in, you know, kind of learning more about that decarbonization effort and getting a little deeper into the details of how the steam plant operates and what the future for that might look like, UW Sustainability did have an article and event this past spring, so April of 2022. There was an hour-long discussion that's archived up on our YouTube page, and there was an article on the UW facilities blog about the energy future. So I encourage anyone that's interested in that to search those out, and we're going to be hopefully having a lot more information coming up throughout this year on this effort. It's going to be a big effort. It's going to need a lot of engagement and help
raising
from
awareness.
Awareness from various aspects of the university. So that's something that hopefully everyone will be seeing more of coming up, and there's already some information out about that. That gets into the next thing. You mentioned the decarbonizing the steam plant is one of the pieces of our sustainability action plan. And for people who don't know, the university adopted its sustainability action plan in 2020, and it was the first really comprehensive sustainability plan for the university. About a decade before that, around 2010, the university did have a climate action plan that looked at kind of greenhouse gas reduction targets, but it didn't have a lot of specific actions. There wasn't a lot of accountability. It was more of where do we need to go, and laid out some basic strategies. And so in 2020, leading up to 2020, there was this idea that, well, we really need to have a more comprehensive plan that looks at more than just greenhouse gas emissions, looks at a lot of different areas of sustainability, how they all tie into that goal, and also set out some very specific actions and kind of timelines and say, what do we need to do to get there? So we've had that plan in place since 2020 for a couple of years now. And I know one of the things that you've already mentioned and that we've been talking a lot about the office is now that we've had that plan for a couple of years, we can see that there's some things about it that are working really well. There's some things about it that, you know, that maybe didn't, we haven't quite gotten it as set as we wanted to, both in the process and the target. So I just kind of wanted to get your take on when you're looking at the planning and what a sustainability plan means for the university, where we're at and where we're going to be going here in the next few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So coming in with fresh eyes on the plan, I think it's a really good plan, and there's been a lot of great work that has gone into producing our current plan. And I think there's also a lot of opportunities to make it even better. Some of the things I noticed, and this is going to be part of what we work on over the next year and a half or so with revising and updating the plan, are addressing topical area gaps. So the current plan has 10 targets. And a few of the areas that we're missing are water conservation, for example, natural resources, and how what we do in our operations impacts, you know, water quality. And that can be pesticides, herbicides, that can be thinking about stormwater infiltration with pervious sidewalks, trying to reduce the amount of pervious surface. That can also be looking at trying to create more forest canopy across our facilities. We also don't really address waste in a holistic way that I think we should be, specifically with an eye towards single-use plastics and waste reduction targets. Climate adaptation and resiliency is another topical area gap. So that's one thing, just trying to address those gaps and make sure that we have those incorporated into our plan. The other thing is making sure that we really have the numerical goals and targets where it's appropriate that are meaningful and that are aggressive. So our current emissions reduction goal is essentially what we're required to do by the state, and I'd really like to see the university adopt a carbon neutrality commitment with the aggressive interim targets to get us there. And the third piece is we want our plan to be based around data and best available science to the extent that it fits. And that's largely going to be around operations as opposed to how we approach research, academics, and learning. So what we're working on right now is a new greenhouse gas emissions inventory that looks at scope one, so, you know, in a nutshell, fuel that we combust Scope 2, which is electricity, which around here is generally hydro, hydropower, and Scope 3, which is sort of all the other emissions that are not necessarily directly within our control. So that's emissions from commuting and consumption of goods and services. And that emissions from goods and services is often one of the biggest sources of emissions for a large organization. So we'll be doing that for the first time. And once that is complete, that will be a key piece of informing our plan, setting appropriate goals and targets, and really making sure that this plan will get us to that 50-year, 30-year, 20-year vision and where we want to be down the road.
Talking about all the different areas that we want to make sure that the sustainability plan is looking at, and even the idea of having 10 targets that are all kind of in different areas, and then recognizing that that's kind of limited, that there are other areas that need to be addressed in the next iteration. It's always, whenever we're talking about sustainability, there's always so many different aspects of it. And at the university, our office is kind of a resource hub, and we're help manage some of the projects and make the connections. But there's so many people at the university that are working on all these different efforts, and there's everything you've talked about, there are kind of efforts underway. The university is already working on sustainability in these different areas. So just, I guess the question that I wanted to have you address is, like, what is the importance of having a plan that, even though we've got all these efforts that are sort of underway, there are people that are working on all these, what does it do for the university to have this plan that looks at it all kind of under one umbrella?
Yeah, well, I think, what we're trying to do and the purpose of the office and what we've already done, and we want to get even better at this, is to really unite and create sort of a shared sense of community, shared sense of vision of where we want to go. And so the plan, it will, that when we update it, take a much deeper dive into steps for all of our different units at UW. So UW Medicine, Housing and Athletics, Housing and Food Services, Athletics, Facilities, et cetera, et cetera. So trying to get everybody on the same page with where we want to go and how we're going to get there. But a plan is so important because we're a relatively small office, half a dozen folks or so, if you count some of our student interns. And sustainability can cover just about anything from the energy that we burn in our steam plant to, mental health and climate anxiety. And we all only have a limited amount of time and bandwidth and capacity to work on these issues. And so by creating a plan with everybody on board, as much as we can make that happen, on board and engaged and aware, we're saying, what are our priorities? Where are we going to have the most impact? Where are we going to spend our time and energy and resources? Because everybody's busy. Everybody's got a ton of things they're working on. So the plan is super important. That's our work plan and our roadmap.
And in addition, all the people that are working on these existing efforts as part of their job, or people that are finding ways to work on sustainability across the university, every time we talk to groups at the university, there's always people that are like, hey, I'm really interested in this. I really want to be a part of this effort. How can I help the university become more sustainable, kind of look towards that sustainable future? So what are some of the ways that people can get involved with sustainability across the university?
Well, we're revising our website right now, but there's still already links on our current website to, if you're a student, all the different student groups that you could get involved with. Obviously, there's what I already mentioned, the Campus Sustainability Fund. So you could go to their website, and if you're interested in applying for a project, you can apply for a grant-funded project. There's a couple different project types and levels. For faculty and staff, we have two different committees that are helping to create and implement that sustainability action plan and the update. And we always encourage people that want to listen and/or talk to me about being a committee member. So those are a couple ways to get engaged. We are also planning to create a student task force to help us with the decarbonization of the steam plant and get student input and student engagement, really just to raise awareness about this major project that we're trying to get launched. And the last thing I'd say is that we have a goal of trying to stand up a more formal student committee that is connected to our office, with the idea that, we really want to amplify student voices and make sure that we can work together to solve some of these big issues across campus and really reach that potential.
I'll add that if you are interested in any of those things or learning about other ways that you might be able to connect on campus, you know, our office is, as we said, we're kind of an information hub. We're always willing to answer questions and let you know if there's existing efforts you can plug into. Like you said, students, there's a ton of student groups working on all different things. There's often student energy that's already happening that you can plug into, or for faculty and staff, there's different efforts. Or for some of the committees that we're looking at that might not exist yet, if you're interested in learning more, you can always email us, sustainability@uw.edu.
And I have one other thought before I forget. We have a green lab certification program and a green office certification program. They've been sort of on pause or on hold during the last few years with the pandemic. So we're working on restarting those. So just keep your eyes peeled, because that's a great way for faculty, staff, students to get involved.
Thank you so much. I'm sure that we're going to have a lot more to let people know about in the upcoming year in terms of sustainability. We'll be having regular podcasts with a number of people across the university that are working on sustainability. So follow us for more. And our website is sustainability.uw.edu, where you can find information on all the stuff we've talked about and a lot more. And thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Damon.